In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Just remember, as long as God Almighty is still on his throne and hears and answers prayer, everything is going to be all right. To those who love God and are called to his purpose, all things work together for the good. Not some things, but all things. And it might take some time for that to happen, but God has no time. We have time. All things work together for the good to those who love God. I am looking at the book of Revelation, chapter 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Revelation means to take off the veil. Many years ago at Sacred Heart Parish, there was a statue that was covered with a sheet, and we all wondered what that statue was. And on a certain Sunday, it was going to be revealed. They were going to take the sheet off. And when they did, it was a statue of the heart of Jesus, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the love of God poured out by the Holy Spirit. Wonderful. It's still there. But Revelation was when they took the sheet off of the statue. So this revelation is of Jesus Christ, which God gave him, John, to show his servants what must soon take place. What must soon take place on the earth. But you must always remember that John is going to describe heavenly things with earthly English. You see? Earthly words. And he's going to do the best he can. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Listen to this one, chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of the prophecy. So we are being blessed because it's being read aloud. And blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it. For the time is near. The time what? When the Lord Jesus Christ is coming as the judge of the living and the dead. The time is near. It's nearer today than it was yesterday. When will he come? No one knows the hour or the day, but his promise is that he will come again in glory as the judge of the living and the dead. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, he speaks to these seven churches a word from God. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come. Sounds like Jesus. And from the seven spirits, or the seven angels, who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. He's the firstborn of the dead. He died and rose again on the third day. He is now in heaven, seated at the Father's right hand, showing the Father his wounds. And the Father sees us when he sees the wounds of Jesus. To him who loves us, oh yes, he loves you. He loves me. And freed us from our sins. How? By the blood of Jesus. And made us to be a kingdom and priests serving his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. So this God the Father, all glory belongs to the Father. All glory belongs to the Son. All glory belongs to the Holy Spirit. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Oh yes, he's coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him. Every eye will see him. How can that be? I don't know how. I know that. Even those who pierced him. I pierced Jesus by my sins. I pierced Jesus by my sins. But what does he say? You're forgiven. You've repented. I love you. I love you. Even those who pierced him, and on his account all the tribes of the earth will wail, yes, wail, for what we did to Jesus Christ, for what we did to the Lord Jesus Christ in the crucifixion. So it is to be, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. That's the Father. I, John, your brother, we're brothers because the blood of Jesus has washed all of us from our sins as we repented and went to confession. I, John, your brother, who share with you in Jesus the persecution and the kingdom and the patient endurance, was on the island of Patmos. Why? Because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. Because he preached the word of God and he preached Jesus Christ. So they put him on an island in Greece called Patmos. It is from Patmos that John reveals and sees all these wonderful revelations. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I know what that experience is like. You're so filled with God that you're in the Spirit. And I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying, write in a book what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamum, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned and see whose voice it was that spoke to me, and on turning I saw seven golden lampstands. What do you think the seven golden lampstands are? They represent, they are the churches that we just read about. Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands I saw one like a son of man, clothed with a long robe. Who is this clothed with a long robe? We see him in the book of Daniel, and with a golden sash across his chest. His head and his hair were white as wool. I remember praying with a young man who was going to go to jail. Very interesting enough that he was in the Spirit. He had never been in the Spirit before, and he started to see revelation. And I said, after it was finished, what did you see? He said, I saw Jesus. I said, what did he look like? He had olive skin, and his hair was as white as wool. Now, he didn't know the Bible. I said, what did he say to you? He called him by name and said, I love you. What did you say to him? I love you, Jesus. What happened next? You woke me up. He wasn't sleeping, really. He was in the Spirit. He was seeing these things. He saw Jesus. Jesus was trying to let him know that even in jail that he can't escape from Jesus. His head and his hair were white wool, white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. Oh Lord, look into my eyes with those eyes of flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, refined as in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. See, John is trying to express heavenly things with earthly words. In his right hand he held seven stars. What are the seven stars? They are the seven angels that guard the seven churches. And from his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword. Remember, the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. And his face, from his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword. And his face was like the sun, shining with full force, that be at noon. The glory of God was on his face. We need that God would pour out his glory upon the church. We need that God would send out people to preach the crucifixion, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need people that are not be afraid to proclaim the word of God to people. And if they get laughed at, they just go someplace else. When I saw him, this is the one whose eyes were like fire, and he was clothed in a long robe with the golden sash across his chest. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he placed his right hand on me, saying, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the living one. I was dead, yes, crucified. I was dead. And see, I am alive forever." Hallelujah. He is alive forever. He is the resurrection and the life. "And I have the keys of death and Hades. Now write what you have seen, what is and what is to take place after this. For a mystery of seven stars that I saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches themselves." You see, this is all symbolic. Symbolic. These seven lampstands were the seven churches that Jesus talked about. And the seven stars were the angels that guarded these churches. Do you know that there's an angel that guards you? A guardian angel. Oh, yes. Do we still believe that? God said it. Christ said it. Of course we believe it. Do you know there's an angel that guards Holy Rosary? That's real. Every church has an angel that guards it. Every church. Do you know that there's an angel that guards the city of Winthrop? Do you know that? There's an angel that guards the state of Massachusetts. There's an angel that guards the United States. I tell you, angels are real, but they're ones that are dealing with Jesus Christ, who is the Alpha and the Omega. So Jesus is writing, John is writing what he sees and hears. "To the angel of the church in Ephesus, write, these are the words of him who holds the seven stars, seven angels, in his right hand, who walks among the seven golden lampstands, the seven churches. I know your works, people of Ephesus, your toil, your patient endurance. I know that you cannot tolerate evildoers. You have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them to be false." Oh, yes, they did a lot of good works. "I also know that you are enduring patiently and bearing up for the sake of my name, and that you have grown weary." Have you grown weary? I tell you, I have been praying that the Lord would fill my heart with fire, fire for his word, fire for his presence. I have been praying that the Lord fill me with the fire of God, because, you know, I have grown weary. "But I have this against you." All these good works the people of Ephesus did. "But I have this against you, that you have abandoned your first love." Oh, God, I want that first love back again. I want that first love back again by the grace of the living God. And everyone who hears me, I want you to give that first love back again so that we can love Jesus the way we used to love him. The way we used to love him, you know? I tell you, many things get in the way of our loving Jesus. Shopping, you know, that we're into shopping. Not only our work can get in the way of our loving Jesus, our family can get in the way of loving Jesus. I tell you, we need to love Jesus so that we can love our families. We need to love Jesus so that we love him more than our work and more than our shopping. I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember then from what you have fallen. Repent. Lord, I repent. And do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. I will come to you and take away your church unless you repent. Yet this is to your credit that you hate the works of the Nicolaitans, which I call also hate. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. To everyone who conquers, I will give permission to eat from the tree of life. Oh yes, the tree of life that grows by the river of life. That I will give you to eat from the tree of life that is the paradise of God. Do you know that God has something in store for you, heavenly? I was listening yesterday to some songs, and these songs are all about heaven. Oh, we know a lot about earth, but we don't know very much about heaven. Yet the Bible tells us of heaven in the book of Revelation. The Bible tells us of heaven in the book of Revelation. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna, write, these are the words of the first and the last. First and the last, Jesus, Alpha and Omega, who was dead and came to life. Hallelujah, risen from the dead. Glory to God. No more in the grave. He has conquered sin. He has conquered death. He has conquered the world, the flesh, and the devil by his death and resurrection. I know your affliction, people of Smyrna, and your poverty. Even though you are rich, I know the slander on the part of those who say that they are Jews and they are not, but they are of the synagogue of Satan. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. So he tells them, the people of Smyrna are about to suffer. What are they going to suffer? Do not fear that what you are about to suffer. Beware, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison so that you may be tested. And for 10 days you will be and have affliction. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. In other words, don't let go of the love that you have for me. Be faithful unto death, and I will crown you with life, the heavenly life. Let anyone who has an ear listen to the Spirit, what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Whoever conquers will not be harmed by the second death. I'm telling you, there's so many people that are undergoing persecution in other countries. Muslim countries, Christians suffer dearly. In Nigeria, Christians suffer daily from Muslims. Yes, how the people in Asia suffer because they are the true Catholic Church. But you see, only God can heal us in the midst of our suffering. And that is reality. Only God can heal us in the midst of reality. And to the angel of the church at Pergamum, write, these are the words of him who has the sharp two-edged sword, that's the word of God in his mouth, I know where you are living, where Satan's throne is, yet you are holding fast to my name, and you did not deny your faith in me. Even in the days of Antipas, my witness, my faithful one, who was killed among you, where Satan lives. But I have a few things against you. You have some there who hold the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the people of Israel, but he didn't do it. He didn't do it. He taught him to do it, and he wanted him to do it, but he didn't do it, so that they would eat food sacrificed to idols and practice fornication. To you who have some who hold to the teaching of the Nicolaitans, repent then. If not, I will come to you soon and make war against them with the sword of my mouth. Let anyone who has ears listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. To everyone who conquers, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give a white stone, and on the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. I'm just reflecting upon our churches in the United States. You know, are we proclaiming the truth to the people of God? Or have we watered down the gospel? Have we watered down the gospel? Have we proclaimed that we need an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ if we are to live as Christians? Yes, they know that in Percocio. That's real. They know that in the Life and the Spirit seminars, and that's being offered to you on April 27th, 28th, and 29th. I'll give the telephone number now, 781-632-1919. Yes, people need a revelation of Jesus Christ. They need to come in contact with the real Jesus in order to do the works of God. But we must never let the works become greater than the one that we're working for. His name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And on the white stone is written a new name, and no one knows except the one who receives it. I hope we're becoming that new name. I hope we're becoming that new name on that white stone. You know, I worry about the church. It's God's church. And John the 23rd used to go to bed at night and say, I'm going to bed. You know, you take care of the church. But we have become so wishy-washy. We have become so watered down. We have become so unlike what we are supposed to be. We had a lady came here today. She said, I come here because you represent the church in its fullness. You don't hide things from the people. You speak the word of God. I said, with the help of God. With the help of God. I need to know the help of God. Without the help of God, I too can become wishy-washy. I need the first love again. I need that. And I confess that before you. And I repent that I have put other things before Jesus Christ. I need Jesus Christ. I need His mercy and His love. I need to know that He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I need to know that the angel of God protects me. You need to know these things too. You need to know these things too. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Do you need an encounter with the risen Lord? April 27th, 28th, and 29th. Call Vin at 781-632-1919. Tell him, I need an encounter with the risen Lord. And that's what happens in the baptism of the Spirit. What's the date? Saturday, April 28th, Sunday, April 29th, and Friday, April 27th, 781-632-1919, 781-632-1919. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.